Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there. Welcome back to Scaling Wellness. It's really good to see you guys again and be here with you. And today we are talking about the promise. Now, this is probably the thing that I feel like most wellness experts who are moving into the online space really struggle with. Now, I know we talk a lot about niching and client avatar and decide making those big decisions, but actually the promise is actually the thing that your clients are paying for. So it's potentially the most important part of this entire process. Is making sure that you can make and stand behind, with your chest, a very clear and compelling promise. Now, this promise is essentially boiled down to the future that your client is buying. The promise is where they want to be, where they want to get to. It's moving away from where they are now or towards something that is appealing to them. So the promise has to be really compelling. It has to speak to the person. It has to really talk in their language. So it has to. You have to really understand your ideal client in order to make a clear promise. But when you have a good and compelling promise, it makes everything so much easier. Now, what I find people struggle with when they're selling digital products in wellness is the selling. People struggle with that concept of selling. But when you know that this is going to work, when you know this is going to help your client, actually selling it becomes really straightforward and it stops you feeling icky or awkward or pushy. And it means that all of your content becomes really straightforward and simple. You know, if you're sitting and struggling with what to put on Instagram, you know, what do I put in my weekly emails to my clients? When you have a promise, you know exactly what they need to hear from you. So your growth will accelerate if you have a decent promise. Now, let's just clarify what I mean by the promise and what it's not. So the promise is the outcome that your client wants. It's the next island along. So what we do as experts is we recognize what island our clients are currently on, and we recognize the little island across the ocean that they want to get to, the next phase, the next stage, the future. And we, as experts, need to build the bridge for them to show them that this is where you are now and I can see that this is where you want to get to and I can get you there and this is how I do it. This is the bridge. Now, remember, most of you in your digital products are selling Pilates, yoga, coaching, nutrition, strength. In fact, people don't want any of those things. And this is, again, I know this is something you will have heard from me so many times, but I'm here to say it again for the people at the back. People don't want those things. They want to know that you can provide an outcome. So they want to know that via that methodology, via that modality, that movement practice, that coaching practice, they want to know that you can get them to the outcome that they want. They don't really care how you do it. They just care that you are promising an outcome. So it is not talking about the inclusions. It's not speaking about the length of the program. It's not promising that it will be, you know, this many live sessions. The promise is the destination. And your expertise is the vehicle that you're going to put them in to cross that bridge. Okay. So many of you are going to struggle with this because it's really hard to identify the promise that you want to help people with. Because we as wellness experts are really used to helping people with everything. We're not very good at getting really specific on what we help people with. And so I thought a little example here might just help to kind of pull this together for you. So this is one of my clients who I have been working with for a reasonable amount of time now. And she works with mums and babies. And her promise was always, I will help you to get your baby to sleep. So it was a pretty strong promise in her head. You know, I'm helping mums to get their baby to sleep. That felt like a really strong outcome. And it is a strong outcome. But what she was finding was the difficulty in that is that it's not clear enough who it's for. So the promise on its own isn't enough. Just to have that promise, which is a clear promise, not clear enough, and I'm going to show you why in a second, but it, without knowing the very clear avatar, it's impossible to know whether that promise can be followed through on. And what she was also finding was that by making that promise that is quite specific, but is also very vague, she was struggling to know how to do it. Now, she's a sleep expert. She knows how to get babies to sleep. She's a parenting expert, a baby expert, a sleep expert. She knows her stuff. She could help anybody at any stage of their parenting journey to help with their children's sleep. So this is where she becomes really vague, that she knows that she can help anybody. So how does she choose who to help? And you might be finding this as well, that yes, you can help anybody with mobility. I can help anybody to feel strong. You might be saying, I can train anybody to improve their flexibility, or I can train anybody to eat better. But unless they see themselves specifically in your marketing, they will go somewhere else, or they will go to a local person and just do a local class without the promise. If people are investing online, they need to know that you are very clearly qualified, you have a strategy, you have a proven process, a concept, and you know, you have recognized and seen many times before exactly where they are now and how to move them forwards. Now, with my client, she was speaking to anybody, and that was partly her problem. The first thing we did was really refine who she's talking to, so that we narrowed it down to mums with babies under 6 weeks. So it's very, very low, small demographic. This is the very first introduction to motherhood. Your baby is really small. It's really it really needs lots of time with you. It needs lots of other, you know, she's the expert. She will tell you what it needs. But essentially, it was a very, very small demographic, but a massive amount of people and a problem for people. You know, people by 6 weeks want their baby to be starting to find a little bit of a routine. So she found that from 6 weeks. So she was finding that by nailing that niche, that small group of mums that have got to 6 weeks and are now thinking, right, and now I really want this routine. I really want this to start to become a little bit more predictable. By speaking to that, that meant that all of her content is now revolving around that demographic. It's a vast group of women, but it's a problem that is going to be specific to some, not everybody. So she's really chosen. The other thing she did was that she recognized that one of the reasons why the babies that she likes to work with and the mums that she enjoys helping and that she gets the best results with is that these babies struggle with colic. And so she narrowed it even further into mums with babies who they would like to sleep through the night but are struggling with colic. Now, what this did was it changed everything about her business. What she was originally doing is that she has actually a really big email list of about 5,000 people, but she was only opening the doors to her program 4 times a year. And so what was happening is, first of all, she wasn't really speaking to a particular demographic. So it meant that anyone that did join, she was finding that she was having to cater for all needs and all mums and all stages. And it meant that when people joined, they were overwhelmed with content, 90% of which wouldn't be relevant to them. But because her demographic was massive and it was mums with children who didn't sleep, she had to cater for all age groups. So it meant that the actual content, the delivery was really confusing for her, really hard work for her, and actually not that effective for the end user. They were overwhelmed with content too. But she was also opening the doors 4 times a year, which meant that despite having a really big email list, by the time she opened the doors, she only ever captured a small amount of people. Because by the time people had realized that her doors were closed, they were going off and finding someone else. What she realized was that when she's working with these mums of babies over 6 weeks, she really needs to be able to capture them in the moment of struggle. So in that night feed when it's just not working, or in that morning where the nights have been a nightmare, she needs to be able to capture them at that point of Google where they're Googling, how do I get my baby to sleep? That's when she needs to show up, and that's when she needs to be able to offer people a transformation. What she was doing previously, opening 4 times a year, you know, if you listen to all of the advice out there and all the podcasts, then of course you're going to be hearing live launching, you know, run cohorts, but it wasn't accurate for her business. It didn't work for her business. So she needed a method of launching that meant that she could capture people at their point of need. And so that's what she created. And that meant that that audience that she was growing were always available to buy. And so she changed her launching strategy to a rolling evergreen enrollment, meaning that mums could join at any point. It meant that they were still supported at the point of joining because she knew where they were. She knew what they needed initially. She knew what that first entry point should look like. And so she was able to meet the mums at the real point of pain, at the real point of pain. She also brought in a community. And the great thing about this community was that it was full of other mums at the same point. So there was a real sense of, I get it. I get it. I've been there too. But also, the community turned into her retention strategy. So what started off as a Facebook group that she kind of heard and was told that she should put in actually became her membership. So people joined her program to get their baby to sleep, but then they stayed in the program for all of that future stuff that's going to come up as a mum with a baby. So there were people in that community that were a little bit further along. So there was like, for the mums joining, it was like a light. Oh, it is possible. Okay. And it meant that for my client, her hands-on delivery was much reduced because actually the community did a lot of it for her. When there were questions posted, people would jump in and give their experience. And it was all based on strategies that she had taught them. So actually she was training her community to be the delivery process for her new members, which was just brilliant. The other thing that she was able to really do was really hone her messaging. So it meant that she could really speak to the problems of mums with babies just over 6 weeks who were struggling with colic. And it meant that her social content, her email content, her delivery, her inclusions, her marketing, her pricing, her retention strategy, all worked around this small demographic with a very strong, clear, compelling promise. And that is the absolute genius of having a strong promise, because not only does it make your product way more compelling, people will trust you far more if you make a promise because they really feel like you're standing behind it. When you're woolly in your promise and you don't want to say it because you think, I can't guarantee this, I can't guarantee they'll do the work, I can't guarantee they'll get the results. When you really stand behind it and you know what your promise is and you know who your ideal client is, so you're not bringing in people that aren't going to do the work. You're not bringing in people that aren't going to put the effort in. You are delivering a process for the right people who need you at the right time. And when you do that, you can stand behind your promise. You really can make it very compelling for your audience. Okay, so hopefully that's given you a little bit of a picture of what a clear promise can do for you. Let's have a think now about how you start to identify your promise in your business. And so if you've already got a digital product, I want you to think really carefully about what is different in your client's life after they work with you, after they go through your product. And if you haven't got a digital product yet and you're trying to figure out who you want to create one for, start to think about your clients in real life, the people that you have worked with, what has been the outcomes for them? And you can ask them, you know, the quickest way to get these answers is actually just to ask your clients, like, really, what is the outcome? And sometimes it's the surprise outcomes. You know, it might be that they're saying, oh, you know, I've just got loads more energy. But yeah, actually, we want to dig in. Well, what does that mean? Like, how does that show up? Why is that impactful for you? And you want to think about also what problem is stopping them from achieving the outcome that they want. So where are they looking to get to? And what currently is standing in their way? What are they struggling with? So if it's someone that wants to lose weight, maybe they struggle with family pressure to go out for rich meals or drink or eat the cake. You know, think about what the problems are for your clients, what's standing in their way, because your promise needs to identify those sticking points, the things that they are struggling with. Because again, they need to believe that you understand where they are, what they are experiencing. So you need to cater that for that in your promise. And you need to also think about the pain that they actually talk about. So what do they say to you after the class? Like, what are the things that come up for them that they're really benefiting from? What are the real outcomes they're experiencing? And what were they thinking before they came? So before they did the class online, before they joined your program, what was frustrating them? What was annoying them? What was niggling at them? And I would encourage you to always start to think about the emotional outcome as well as the practical outcome. So we want to think, you know, we want a specific, because some people will deal in emotion and some people will deal in practical. So what is the particular outcome? What will be seen on the scales? What will be seen in the flesh? What will they feel physically? What will be noticed by friends and family? What are the kind of obvious outcomes? And then what are the emotional ones that come with that, that are maybe the ones that they are potentially more important, but they're not necessarily Googling? So you want to think like, I can help you to exercise consistently, and that will make you feel a stronger belief in yourself. They may not be Googling, I want to believe in myself again so that I carry on exercising. But actually, the thing that stops them consistently exercising might be a lack of belief that they are capable of it, or that they'll ever stick to it, or that they are the type of person that does that. So think about emotional, and also try and think about the practical. What is the physical outcome that they will experience? Now, as we kind of bring this to a close, one thing I would say to all of you that are struggling with this is that clarity comes through action. Clarity comes through making a move. So remembering that your promise, your niche, your avatar, none of this needs to be a tattoo. None of it is permanently written on your forehead. None of it is permanent on your website. It's not like it was 20 years ago. We don't need to sign a 25-year lease based on a wing and a prayer. You know, we're not going to have to financially invest a huge amount of money in this. The worst that can happen is that you decide you're going to follow through on something and then you decide you don't enjoy it, or you realize that actually it doesn't light you up, or it's not something that you, not the type of people you want to work with, or it's not the work you want to do forever. So remember that clarity really comes from starting. So I would really encourage you to think of a promise that you feel comfortable with, but that maybe feels a little bit stretchy. And then think about how you can implement that, how you can start to deliver that. And remember that that promise that you're talking about today will evolve. It probably won't be the same thing that you're talking about in a year's time even. But we want to try it on for size. And until you kind of have a go and start talking about the promise and start feeling out the people around you, is this something people want? Until you try it on for size, it's going to be really hard to ever make any steps forward. Remember that the perfect promise doesn't exist. It exists when you create it. and you will refine it. You will pivot it. You will make it better. I'm always doing this. And even for me at the moment with the Scaling Wellness Accelerator, I'm still thinking, is this clear enough? Can I nail this down any further? And now that the accelerator has been running since, I think the first round was April, now it's been running since then, and it's now January, I'm now thinking, okay, what are the patterns I'm seeing with the people that are coming in? Where can I tighten up for them? Where am I over-delivering? Where am I overwhelming them with too much? How can I pull back there and make sure that the things that I give them are the real needle movers? So that promise is refining all the time, and therefore my delivery is refining all the time. So remember that this isn't a case of create once, sell forever. That's not going to happen at this stage. We need to be really putting that hat on, that scientist hat. Let's test it. Let's try it. Let's just be brave and bold and put ourselves out there. Because honestly, nothing changes if nothing changes. And if you are wondering why your product isn't selling, or you're wondering what to create, or you're feeling a little bit of nerves around what people will think of you, we just gotta keep making moves. We've gotta keep tightening up on the things that we're doing. Be brave, make bold moves, push forward. Remember, this is an internet business. You can change it at any point. You are not committed to moving this forwards for the next 20 years of your life. Try something on for size. See if it's a fit for you. Feel if it's a fit for your customers, and then we move forwards. So I really hope that's been useful for you today. Let me know if you have any questions. As always, I'm available. Links are in the show notes below, and I will see you again next week. Thanks, everybody. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them, or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show, and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists, so keep sharing your wellness message.